Okay, so today we're on page 285, new siman, siman kuf tes vav. Very interesting halacha. Short halacha, but a very interesting halacha. So it's siman kuf tes vav aleph. So again, we're discussing Shmoneh Esrei. We were talking about Kavanah Shmoneh Esrei, where you could stop in Shmoneh Esrei, things like that, the brachas of Shmoneh Esrei. Last we spoke about the second bracha Shmoneh Esrei, about rain, not rain, switching from the rainy season to the not rainy Shmoneh Esrei, and the summertime Shmoneh Esrei, how do we do that, all that type of stuff. So now, the second bracha, Kuf Tes Vav. Mimnei Shem, beautiful machaber. It's almost a mosaic. Mimnei Shem Mosar Ha'adah Min Abahema Hi Abina Ve'Asechel. Since the main difference between animal and human and animal, is bina, is understanding, and seichel, common sense. I'll tell you a story about this. I hear the Rishiva Zangas singing in the background. I'll tell you about that a little later. Kavu bracha atochonen rosh lemtzios. So therefore, the first bracha, the middle brachas, now again, as we saw before, the Rama said that the middle, the first brachas are one unit, right? In Kuf Yud Aleph, the first brachas are one unit. You're praising Hashem. Those are the first three brachas. The last three brachas are also one unit. Those are the thank you brachas. The middle is help. I need this. So obviously, we all know that Anshei Knesset Agdola set up Shmoneh Esrei for us. Thank goodness. And how great the Anshei Knesset Agdola is. We saw that in the Aruch HaShulchan, amongst others, a few weeks ago, about the greatness of the Anshei Knesset Agdola. There were Nevi'im amongst the Anshei Knesset Agdola. So, obviously, the order, we saw a beautiful Aruch HaShulchan about this in Kuf Yud Beis. But here, the Mechaber says, so what's the first please bracha? What's the first bracha that Chazal put, the Anshei Knesset Agdola put, as far as the please brachas? Understanding, wisdom, to understand, bina, seichel, common sense. Since that is the difference between a human and animal, we see, unfortunately, there are a lot of humans who act like animals, right? It's instant gratification, it's physical, it's a, right, new car, new house, new this, new whatever, the latest thing, right? I don't want to get into shmooze about this, but I'm sure you were amazed when I was amazed when the iPhone came out, right? So I remember it was Erev Shabbos. So at the Grove there were people, I mean, I wasn't there, but out to the street and down the third, right, all the way there, they said it was unbelievable. Hundreds of, didn't understand, you know. Wait a couple days, no line. Wait a couple months, it'll be half the price, you know, like unbelievable. So again, so this is a lack of bina. It's a lack of seichel for sure. So therefore, since that's the main ingredient, that's the difference between a human and an animal, that's the first bracha. Hashem, give me bina and seichel. Kavu bracha sa'atachon en rosu emsios, she'im ein bina ein tefila. If there's no understanding, there's no davening. So the Mishnah Berurah, beautiful Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, gives another reason. You gotta read this. I don't read too many Mishnah Berurahs, but it's worth reading this Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah in Al says, O Tam al Seder HaBrachos, Kosu B'Sefer Seder HaYom. There's another reason. Sefer Seder HaYom brings down the order that we have in the Brachos. Atachon in Rishona, She'elas HaChachma V'Das Ba'Adam. First thing he asks for is brains. Dim lav hachi, tov meina hanefil. This better person was never born. V'lochein tzarech lechaven ba keroi. Therefore, a person really has to have kavana. You got to focus on that first bracha. Shezeh ikar hasha'ela. This is the most important thing you can ask for, right? Now, obviously, health is important, parnos is important, but you don't got brains, you got nothing. That's as I said, people in the shul know. Rosh Yeshiva Zion doesn't each have four shleim many. He used to sing to us a Yiddish song. Everybody knows how great my Yiddish is. About mazel and seichel. That if a person has mazel, right, or whatever, however you define mazel, mazel. But you don't have seichel, that's no good. If you have seichel and no mazel, unfortunately, most people, not most, some people have no mazel and no seichel. So, but again, I always, I hate to say this, as I get older, you see about not having seichel. So I could tell you stories galore. Like, sometimes you just have to realize you can't talk to someone who doesn't have seichel. Don't even begin. It's not worth it. The idea of people who don't have seichel, it's mind-boggling to me. It's mind-boggling. So that's the main thing. A person has to ask from Hashem. Now listen to this. Sheiten lo seichel v'das yashar. That Hashem should give him understanding and seichel. Limos bera. So a person rejects the evil. V'livchar betov. And to pick the good. It's like the Mesillas Yesharim says in Precious. All you need is you just got to think. You just got to think. Just got to think. Mentioned, I heard this word in the name of the Magid of Nevardik. He says, all you need is seichel to be a tzaddik. Right? I mentioned this in Moshe Shur many times. Right? If you just realize, why am I eating this cheeseburger? I'm giving up Olam Haba. Olam Haba is eternal. Cheeseburger, 2 seconds. Stupid trade. Right? So, all you need is seichel. To differentiate, to despise the bad and pick the good. Then he says, after das, so once you understand that you shouldn't do an aveira, so the next, what's the next bracha? Hashivenu. Right, now I understand. I understand that it's stupid to pick bad. So you know what? I did bad. So you know, bring me back. And then slach lanu avinu, slach lanu achar tshuva shetzark shiala alibo achatayim vapshroim beatzmam. Then refa'enu, then he says refa'enu comes after geula, because if a person's in pain, in other words, if they're, not physical pain, if they're in galus and they're under oppression, and so you don't even realize you're ill, you don't even realize you might be physically ill, in other words, because you have to save your life. Right, you have to. So you see, hear stories like this of people who were in the camps. You know, they had incredible stuff. They kept on going. They kept on going. Because you know, like if you stop, you know what happens. So then, once you have the geula, so then you have refuah enu, then you can realize, oh, you know, I need a refuah. And it goes on a beautiful explanation. By the Chofetz Chaim in. The order of the brachas, that's in Av. Now, it happens to be, it's very interesting, he brings down that we have Motzei Shabbos, we know that in this bracha, we have Havdalah, Atachal Antan. So a simple explanation, probably most of you know, is because if a person has wisdom, they could differentiate. You could differentiate between two things. So therefore, if you have Chachma, or understanding Seichel, you could differentiate between day and night. It's night, Shabbos is over. Right? That's a simple explanation. But he also brings down the name of the... that there's another reason. That the other reason is because the word bina, right, which is what the bracha is all about, is Rosh Tevos for besamim yayin ner havdalah. Now we know it's not in that order, but again, has all the elements of havdalah. That word bina has besamim, wine, candle, and havdalah. So therefore, he brings down that reason. Then finally, for this halacha for tonight, we say chaneinu mizkadei avinu ve'askel. He brings down, you should say chaneinu, not ve'chaneinu. Even though then he brings down some people do say ve'chaneinu, but Mishpuris seems to be coming out that you should just say chaneinu without the vav. Okay? Okay, and with that, I guess that's a sign that my time is up. But Emir Tashem will continue this.
whenever the buzzer goes down. Yes, I'm sorry.